好 ，OK， 哎，弟兄姊妹平安。All right. It is very good to be together with you this morning.
今日好开心可以同大家喺埋一齐。
As you may know, I was recently granted a 3-month sabbatical by the church.
大家都知啦，教会最近咧就批咗三个月嘅安息假俾我。
Our church makes provision for pastors to periodically take a break.From regular ministry to rest, to reflect, and be refreshed.
咁我哋教会咧就规定咗牧师定时定候系要休息噶。今日为咗等佢哋可以暂时离开佢哋牧养嘅岗位，以至于佢哋有时间去休息、去反思同埋去重新充电出发。
A sabbatical is a little like car maintenance.
一个安息假咧，其实就好似嗰啲汽车保养一样噶。
If you take your car in regularly to get serviced.Your car will run better and longer.
就如果你定时定候攞你架车去保养嘅话咧，你架车咧系会行得顺啲，而且你架车嘅寿命都会长啲嘅。
So I want to thank you, church. Thank you, Pastor Sydney. Thank you, elders. Thank you for providing me and my family some time for car maintenance.
所以我好多谢大家，我好多谢教会长老牧师，俾咗我同我嘅家人有呢一段嘅时间，就是、可以维修一下我哋嘅计。
While I was on my sabbatical, I had the opportunity to reflect on the past 6 years of ministry I've had here at CCAC.
咁喺我休假嘅时间咧，我就有好多嘅时间俾我慢慢去回顾我过往呢6年喺 CCAC 呢一度嘅侍奉工作。
And one of the core convictions about ministry that I have is captured here in this passage.
咁我喺呢一段时间当中，我其中一个好重要嘅反思咧，喺以下呢一段经文，将佢表达得好贴切。
Because in verse 16, Paul writes, "Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers."
在第16节这里讲到，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样恒又能够自己，又能够听你的人。
Just to give a little bit of background, the book of 1 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul to his friend and we might say right-hand man, Timothy.
咁我俾少少背景俾你先啦。呢一封提摩太前书其实系使徒保罗写俾佢嘅朋友，兼夹系佢嘅左右手提摩太嘅。
Paul sent Timothy to the city of Ephesus to deal with false teachers in the church and their false teaching。
保罗佢差派提摩太去到以弗所当地去帮助读嗰度嘅教会，处理佢哋当时面对紧嘅一啲假导师同埋一啲假嘅教导嘅现象。
And so Paul encouraged Timothy. He says, Timothy, in your ministry, you must be different than these false teachers.
保罗就鼓励阿提摩太，佢同佢讲：嗱，当你去侍奉嘅时候，你要记住啊，你一定要同呢啲假导师有所不同先得噶。
We see in verse 16 that Paul gives Timothy 2 commands and 1 promise.
嗱，咁我哋睇翻喺第16节嗰度，保罗佢俾咗提摩太2条命令同埋一个。
He says, watch your teaching, watch yourself, and you will save yourself and your hearers.
他就说了，你要谨慎你的教训，你要谨慎你自己，同埋你自己这样的话，你自己就可以救自己，也都可以救听你的人。
That's what I want as a Christian.
这个就是我作为一个基督徒我希望得到的东西。
I want to be saved, and I want to see other people saved too.
我当然自己好想得救啦，但同一时间我好想见到其他人同我一样可以得救。
And Paul tells us here, how do you accomplish those goals? It's by following these 2 commands.
保罗喺呢度就教我哋点样先可以达成呢一两点。佢就系要去 ，I'm sorry， 对唔住。
Oh, obeying these 2 commands.
就系你要去听呢两条命令，并且要去遵行。
Sorry, really quickly, Sister Lee, thank you so much for translating for us today. It's very, very kind and a great service. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's what we're going to look at today. Let's look at the first command in verse 16, watch your teaching.
那这个就是我们今天要看的东西。我们先看一看第一点，就是要谨慎你的教训。
So we see in this paragraph, half of Paul's instructions about ministry have to do with the need for sound teaching.
在这段经文里面我们看到保罗他有一半的经文都是讲关于教导是需要有一个很正确的教导。
So in verse 11 he says, command and teach these things.
所以提摩太前书第十一节他这样讲，这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
See, throughout the whole letter, we don't have time to go into it today, but throughout the whole letter, Paul emphasizes the need for right teaching.
这封信整封信里面，虽然我们今天没有时间整封信去看，但是保罗他是很着重正确的教导的。
We don't know exactly what the false teachers in Ephesus taught, but whatever it was, they were claiming to be Christians and yet were spreading non-Christian teaching.
我们不知道这些的假教导内容到底是什么，但我们知道的是就是这些人他们自称为基督徒而去教导一些其实不是基督教的教义。
In response, Timothy must command and teach these things.
而面对这种情况，提摩太他需要去吩咐并且要去教导人正确的真理。
What things is Paul talking about?
究竟保罗在这里讲的是什么东西呢？
He gives a few of them in verse 13. He says, Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching.
保罗在提摩太第十三节的时候就给了一个概念给我们。他这里说，你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，直等到我来。
Sound teaching comes from the scriptures.
正确的教导是出自于圣经的经文。
Right, we believe that these scriptures are not merely human words.
我们都相信圣经里面的经文并不是纯粹出自人的文字。
But rather, it says in 2 Peter, men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
而这些经文就好像彼得后书当中他指出的，其实是神感动他们以至于他们能够写出神的话语。
This is what we call the doctrine of inspiration, that whatever men wrote, God so intended for them to write such that whatever they wrote is what God wanted them to write.
亦即是说人所写下来的正正就是神让这些让人写为他所写下来，亦即是说他们写下来的文字其实就是神他自己的话语。
For this reason then, Paul tells Timothy here that the worship service, notice it says the public reading of scripture, the worship service must center on the word.
正正因为这个原因，保罗他提醒提摩太，他在崇拜的过程当中，还有我们留意着一个字，是公开的崇拜的过程当中，他需要去朗读经文的，他一定要将个重心摆放在经文上面。
In the years after the Protestant Reformation, one of the most interesting and obvious indications that a change had taken place was in church architecture.
其实我们在教会的一个改革的过程里面，我们可以由教会的建筑当中看得到教会曾经经历过一个非常重大的改革。
Because just imagine if you lived in the Middle Ages, you know, 1,000+ years ago, if you lived in the Middle Ages and you went into a church, what you would see in the front and in the center of the church was the altar where the bread and the wine were kept.
假如你是在中世纪时代生活的人，那如果你在那个时候去到一间教会的时候，你就会发觉当你走入教会，在教会的前面正中间的地方，你会见到有个神坛的，个神坛就拿来储埋啲面包和酒。
But when the reformers designed their own churches, they made a change. Instead of putting the altar in the front and center, they put the pulpit.
当新派的基督徒他们去改革去起他们的新的教会的时候，他们就改了这件事。你入到他们教会，他们在教会前面的中间，他们现在不摆神坛，他们摆一个讲台在这里。
This was not because they thought the preacher to be all that great.
并不是又因为他们觉得传道者他们是有几咁的伟大要给个讲台他。
No, rather they wanted to communicate that they prioritized God's word in worship.
他们并不是这个意思的，他们这样做其实他想告诉你，他们是将神的话语神的经文放在他们的首位。
And the reformers did this because of verses like these.
啲新嘅基督徒佢哋会咁样做嘅原因，就系因为好似呢一类嘅经文入边提到嘅。
Because Paul teaches Timothy that whenever Christians come together, whenever we gather for worship, we must hear the word read, we must hear exhortation based on the word, and we must hear the word taught.
因为保罗佢就同提摩太讲，当啲基督徒聚埋一齐嘅时候，佢哋要做嘅嘢就系佢哋要去朗诵经文，佢哋要听呢啲嘅经文，佢哋要按住呢啲嘅经文去劝勉人，而且佢哋要听呢啲经文嘅教导。
And we must do this because the gospel that the word of God teaches us is the only gospel that saves.
我哋咁样做嘅原因系因为呢一个嘅福音系唯一一个可以拯救人生命嘅福音。
Now, we should note that for Paul, not every issue, not every disagreement rises to the level of heresy.
但我们要知道有一点，保罗对于保罗来讲，并不是每次你有意见分歧，有大家谈不完数的时候，都会说，哦，你是异端。
It is true. We see this in places like Romans 14. There are some issues, important issues, where Christians can disagree and yet affirm one another as believers.
其实我们可以看得到的，在第十四章罗马书第十四章里面，他会讲到有一些很重要的问题上面的时候，基督徒之间他们有不同的意见的，但是即使是这样，他们到最后他们都仍然认同对方是一个基督徒。
Yet at the same time there are places like in Galatians where confusing things like the law and the gospel is such a serious error that Paul says that anybody who teaches otherwise is accursed.
但是在某些地方，就好像譬如说提摩太，不好意思，加拉太。例如在加拉太这些地方，他们是有法例去严厉去禁止任何人去混淆法律或者福音的。所有教导这些错误信息的人，他们都是会被人去诅咒的。
In other words, there are truths so central to the gospel that to lose any of those truths is to lose the gospel itself.
由此我们可以见到这些福音当中他们有一个非常重要的中心信息的。假如这个中心信息是缺失了的话，那我们整个福音都会失去了。
Let me give an example.
那我给大家一个例子。
Church history again. We look back, think about the controversy around a man named Arius.
这个是一些关于教会的历史来的。在早期有一个领袖他就叫做阿利乌，围绕着他发生了一些冲突。
So we can take a time travel airplane in our minds, go back to Alexandria, Egypt, around 318 AD.
这样我们现在可以坐一个时光机，我们回去大约是公元318世纪的时候，在亚历山大在埃及一个镇里面所发生的事。
And Arius was an elder in the church of Alexandria, and around that time he began to teach that Jesus was the first and greatest creation of God.
在亚利乌，他就在当时他是作为埃及亚历山大教会的一位长老。他在那个时候就开始去教导他们的人民，就是说耶稣他是神的儿子，他亦都是神第一个亦都是最重大的创造物。
In other words, Arius taught that the Son was not fully God in the same way that the Father was fully God.
亦即是说亚利乌他教导人耶稣他作为儿子，他跟他的父我们的神是不一样的。
Arius' teaching was declared heretical at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD.
当然在公元325世纪的时候，亚利乌的教导就被尼西亚公会就定性为是异端。
Now, I bring this up because the way that Arius articulated his teaching was very subtle.
我之所以要将这件事跟大家去分享的原因，就是因为阿里乌他所做的事是做得非常之细微，不容易察觉的。
He took the theological term describing the deity of the Son and added one letter.
他在神学里面对神儿子的属性定义当中，他加了一个字母。
The term means same nature, so that you know Jesus is fully God. But Arius added one letter to make it say similar nature, so not exactly the same.
他就是在这个 自家自母加咗落去之后，就将原来意思解作系一样属性，亦即系话神嘅儿子耶稣系完完全全同神一样嘅。而家就加咗字母就变成相似属性，亦即系话耶稣并唔完全等于神。
In other words, the difference between a gospel that saves and a gospel that cannot save can be as small as one letter.
亦即是说一个能够拯救人生命的福音和一个令到人堕落的福音，他们的差别可能只是一个字母。
For this reason that as believers we must watch our teaching.
正因为如此，我们作为信徒，我们一定要谨慎小心我们自己的教训。
We must know the word of God.
我们要一定要认识神的话语。
We must know the gospel. Because if we lose the gospel,We lose salvation.
而且我们一定要认识福音，因为如果我们失去了福音的话，我们就会失去了救赎。
So that's the first command. Watch your teaching. Watch your teaching.
这个就是第一个的命令，就是你一定要谨慎你自己的教训。你要谨慎你自己的教训。
Second command. Watch yourself.
第二点就是你要谨慎你自己。
Now throughout the letter again, Paul repeatedly tells Timothy that these false teachers...They're obviously false.
在整个书信里面，保罗他是多次对提摩太重申，这些假导师呢，其实一望下去，很明显就知道他是假的了。
Yet the reason Paul gives for why they're so obviously false is a fascinating reason.
而保罗他告诉提摩太，为什么这些的假导师是这么很明显地就是假的呢？其实这个原因是很令我们可以发人心省的。
He says that the false teachers are obviously false, not only because their teaching is false, but because their behavior is sinful.
这些的假导师他们明显是假，当然因为他们教的道理都是假的，但是还有一个原因，就是他们的行为都是充满罪恶。
If you read 1 Timothy, you'll see this, but the false teachers, they're quick-tempered.
如果你睇翻提摩太书第前章嘅时候，你会发觉呢一啲嘅假导师咧，佢哋又脾气暴躁啦。
They love to argue。
哇，佢好中意嗌交嘅。
They are greedy for money and for praise。
佢哋咧又贪钱，又要贪有好名声。
So it is we see that Paul lays down a key principle. He says that right belief and right behavior go hand in hand.
所以在这里保罗讲一个重点的，这个重点就是你正确的信仰和你的行为大家是不能分割的。
That these false teachers are not only crooked in their doctrine, they are crooked in their hearts.
这些的假导师不单止他们的教导是扭曲的，而且他们的心也是扭曲。
And so, in contrast, Timothy must be an example, not only of correct teaching, but of also godliness.
所以提摩太他在这里他要树立一个榜样，他不单止要为这个福音的教导作榜样，而且他也要树立一个虔诚的榜样给信徒看。
So verse 12, Paul says, Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in purity.
所以在第12节这里他写到，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都作信徒的榜样。
Oh, I missed in love and in faith. Scholars estimate that by this time, Timothy is probably in his mid-30s.
学者他就估计在这个时候，提摩太应该约莫是三十几岁左右。
Evidently, compared to the Christians in Ephesus, mid-30s was relatively young.
咁當然啦，對比起當時以弗所教會入邊嘅基督徒嚟講，三廿零歲其實係非常之後生嘅。
So Paul encourages Timothy that to be a good example is more important than being elderly.
所以保羅佢鼓勵提摩太，佢話樹立一個好嘅榜樣，遠遠比你年長更為重要。
That unlike the false teachers, Timothy must not be quick-tempered, but gracious.
所以不可以好像假导师这样的，提摩太他一定不能够脾气暴躁，而且他还要非常对人亲切。
Timothy must not love to argue, he must not be quarrelsome, but he must be gentle.
提摩太他不能够周围去撩交嗌的，他一定要温柔的。
Timothy must not be greedy for money, but instead Timothy must be generous.
提摩太他不可以贪心，不可以贪钱，他要很慷慨地去待人。
And unlike the false teachers, Paul says, Timothy must use the gifts that God has given him to serve the church.
而 且同假道士唔同嘅係提摩太佢一定要用神已经赐咗俾佢嘅恩赐去服侍教会。
So verse 14, do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you.
所以在第14節到他就讲到你不要轻忽所得的恩赐就是从前藉着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
These false teachers must have been gifted. Otherwise, nobody would have listened to them.
这些的假道士很明显他们都是有恩赐的。如果不是哪有人听他们说呢？
But instead of using their gifts to serve the church, what we see is they use their gifts to serve themselves.
但我们看到的是他们并没有用这些恩赐去服侍教会，相反他们利用这些恩赐去服侍他们自己。
They divided the church. They charged people to listen to them. They spread gossip.
他们分裂教会，他们去向那些听自己讲道的人收取费用，而且他们都四围的去散播谣言。
And so Paul says, in contrast, Timothy, you must use your gift to love other people, to build up the church, not to serve himself.
所以相反，提摩太他一定要用他的恩赐去爱其他的人，他要去建立教会，而不是为了自己而去做。
Godliness is to use what God has given us, not for our own kingdom, but for His.
虔诚其中一部分就是要运用神给我们的恩赐，运用在神的国度上，而不是用来建立我们自己的国度。
Of course, we recognize, don't we, that godliness doesn't happen overnight.
当然大家都很明显知道，就是我们不会一夜之间变得很虔诚。
Practice these things, verse 15.Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress.
所以在十五节的时候他就说这些事你要殷勤去做并要在此专心使众人看出你的长进来。
What is Paul saying here?
那究竟保罗在这里讲的是什么呢?
Paul is saying that we cannot become godly without discipline, practice,immersion.
保罗他这里讲到的是我们要成为虔诚的信徒，我们是一定需要有我们需要有纪律，我们需要去练习，而且我们需要去专心。
That godliness requires progress.
而我们也都知道我们需要去建虔诚，变得虔诚是一个过程来的。
It's slow and steadyWork intentional over time.
这个是一个很缓慢的很稳定成长的一个的过程，是需要漫长的时间去达成。
So Timothy must dedicate himself not only to keeping his doctrine pure, but keeping his life pure too.
所以提摩太他不单止需要专心地去持守他所教导的正确教义，而且他也要努力地去维持一个圣洁的生活。
This past summer, a curator at the Cincinnati Art Museum was studying a 15th century Japanese mirror.
在刚刚这个暑假，在新辛那提美术馆有一位会院长，他就研究一幅收藏了几十年的是15世纪的日本镜。
The mirror had been in storage for decades, and at first it looked likeany other mirror from that era.
咁呢塊鏡你望落去嘅時候咧，其實就同當時所做嘅鏡都冇乜分別。
But there's something felt different about this mirror, and the curator shone a light on it. And what happened was that on the wall opposite, an image was reflected.
咁但係咧，嗰塊鏡硬係咧就有少少唔同嘅。於是乎呢，咁管长就攞盏灯就照落塊镜嗰度。咁结果呢塊镜就反射咗啲光喺埲墙上面，而墙上面显示出嚟嘅竟然係一幅画像。
It turns out that this mirror is what is known as a rare Japanese magic mirror.
原来呢一塊镜呢係一塊好罕有嘅日本魔镜。
It is made to look like a regular mirror, but it was designed to project an image when you shine a light on it.
呢塊鏡佢設計到咧，你望落去一眼，你就覺得咦同其他鏡冇咩特別嘅喎。但係如果你將一盞燈將一個光源照落去呢塊鏡嘅時候，佢嘅反射就會讓你見到一幅圖畫。
And so that story makes me think, if a light were to shine on my own heart, what kind of image would it project?
咁呢樣嘢就令到我就去諗下，若果我哋嘅心好似一塊鏡，當有光照落我哋嘅心嘅時候，我哋反射出嚟嘅係乜嘢嘢嘅影像？
What kind of an image would your heart project if a light shone on it?
如果我攞塊燈去照你嘅心嘅時候，你反射出嚟嘅一個生活到底係一個點樣嘅生活呢？
Would it project an image of Christ and of godliness?
佢會唔會反射出一個基督嘅影像？反射出一個好虔誠生活嘅影像？
Or would it project an image of yourself, or an idolatry, or sinfulness?
定係反射出嚟嘅其實係你自己嘅影像，甚至乎係一個假嘅偶像，或者係一啲罪惡嘅影像呢？
Here's the point once again, that a person's message and a person's manner are inseparable.
其實我呢度想講嘅係一個人嘅行為態度同一個人佢生活所帶出嚟嘅信息係唔能夠分割嘅。
You may have right doctrine, but if your character is bad, you will cause the church great harm.
就算你所認識嘅教導係正確嘅，但係如果你係一個品性不良嘅人，你會為教會帶嚟好重大嘅傷害。
The Puritan John Owen wrote this quote.If a man teach uprightly and walk crookedly, more will fall down in the night of his life than he built in the day of his doctrine.
是清教徒约翰欧文他曾经这样讲过，如果有一个人他教训人要行事端正，但是他自己行事却不端，这样他人生中他黑暗当中引人坠落的人数会远远超过在他人生日光当中所成就的人数。
And so like Timothy, we must watch ourselves too. We must make sure that our lives match the doctrine that we profess.
所以就好像提摩太一样，我们也都要去谨慎地去监察我们自己，我哋要确保我哋嘅行为与我哋嘅信仰系相称嘅。
And if we do this, the beautiful promise Paul gives us here, if we watch our teaching, watch ourselves, we will save both ourselves and our hearers.
如果我哋系能够咁样做嘅话，咁我哋就可以得到保罗呢度所讲到嘅一个应许。如果我哋谨守自己，谨守自己嘅教训，我哋系可以得救，亦都系令到听我哋嘅人都可以得救。
So once again, verse 16, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
所以我们再一次看看第十六节，这里说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能够自己又能够听你的人。
Well, that's a powerful promise, isn't it?
那这个的应许是非常强而有力的。
Watch yourself, watch your teaching, and you will save yourself and your hearers.
他说只要你是小心去谨慎看你自己和你自己的教训，那不单止你可以救到你自己，听你的人都会有得救。
Why does Paul say save yourself?
为什么保罗这里说话是要救我们自己？
Well, we remember, right, that saving faith perseveres.
我们真的大家要记住，我哋呢一个可以拯救人嘅信仰，佢系一个持续不断嘅信仰嚟嘅。
Saving faith is not a faith that prays a prayer once and then never thinks about Jesus ever again.
我哋呢个嘅信仰，并唔系话你祈祷一次啦，一次之后咧，你以后就唔使谂关于基督嘅嘢噶啦。
No, saving faith is a faith that trusts in Christ for salvation again and again.Hour by hour, day by day, year by year, until the day our bodies die, or until the day the Lord returns.
不是这样的哈，我们现在我们所信的这个信仰，它能够拯救我们，是要我们将我们的信心摆在基督耶稣身上，而且我们是要每时每刻，日复一日，年复一年，直到你的身体灭亡，或者基督再来。
That is why, as believers, to ensure our own salvation, we must watch our behavior and our belief.
正因为如此，我们作为基督徒，我们需要去监察我们自己的行为和我们的信仰。
Because a person might confess the true gospel today, but if tomorrow he embraces a false gospel without repentance, he may prove his present confession to be false.
因为一个人他可能说今天、他接受承认这个福音，但是如果这个人第二天他义无反顾就可以去信奉一个假的福音或者假的神，那就证明今天的接受是假的。
You might have works that match your faith today, but if tomorrow you embrace sin without repentance,You may prove your present confession to be false.
又或者你今日所做嘅事工啊，可能好符合你嘅信仰，但系咧你仍然会继续犯罪嘅，而且你感觉唔到有罪疚感，咁就证明你今日所承认嘅可能系假嘅。
Excuse me. In that sense, watching yourself and watching your teaching results in your own salvation.
亦即是说你谨慎你自己和谨慎你自己的教训是可以令到自己得到救赎。
Similarly, watching yourself and watching your teaching saves those who hear you.
同样地，谨慎你自己和谨慎你的教训也可以帮助那些听到你的人可以得到救赎。
We must on the one hand make sure to teach the true gospel because it is the only gospel that saves.
我们一定要传真道的，因为只有这个真道是可以拯救人的生命。
And because a person's manner and message are inseparable, we want to live a life that matches the beauty and goodness of the gospel we profess.
也是因为一个人的行为和他所带出来的信息是不能分割的，我们一定要活出一个与福音美好相称的圣洁生活。
I grew up in church. Not this church, another church.
咁我喺教会当中长大嘅，不过就唔系呢一间教会啦。我当时喺另外一间教会。
To my shame, I cannot remember the content of a single sermon my home church pastor preached.
好惭愧啊吓，我咧就一啲都唔记得我长大嗰个教会入边嘅任何一个教导。
But I tell you what I do remember.
但我可以话你听，我记得啲乜嘢。
I remember one day coming into the bathroom and seeing my pastor on his own.Cleaning up all the towels that had been left on the floor and wiping the counter.
我有一天我去到洗手间入边，我见到我嗰个牧师啊，佢自己一个人喺入边喺度清理洗手间入边其他人留低系啊地下嗰啲咁嘅啊厕纸啊，佢仲要喺度抹埋个洗手盘添。
I remember when I was in sixth grade, you know, as a little boy, he took time to let me into his office and answer a Bible question for me.
我仲记得咧，即系我六年班嗰阵咧，一个细细个男仔啦吓，去揾牧师嘅时候，佢愿意带我去佢个办公室入边去解答一个圣经嘅问题。
And I know that if we went around the room, every one of us could name men and women that God brought into our lives who modeled Christ for us.
即系我哋当然知道，如果我哋呢间房入边，我哋周围望下嘅话，我哋咧就可以好容易咁指出，就系神带去我哋生命当中作为一个基督榜样俾我哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
I know that for all of us, there are men and women for whom we would say, if it wasn't for that person, I don't know if I would be a Christian today.
我知道在座所有人嘅生命当中都会有一个人，当你介绍佢嘅时候，你会讲话啊，如果当初唔系因为佢啊。我唔肯定我今日仲系咪一个基督徒啊。
And brothers and sisters, if we are in Christ, we are that for other people.
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋都可能系其他人生命中嘅一个榜样嚟噶。
Our lives preach a gospel.
我哋嘅生命其实喺度传播紧福音噶。
Yes, a life that preaches a false gospel will wreak devastation on those who hear it.
咁当然啦，一个传扬假福音嘅人生，其实系会对佢周围嘅人都系有一个破坏性嘅影响。
On the other hand, and we all know this, a life that preaches the true gospel, oh, that gives life. It gives grace. It gives beauty to those who hear it.
咁相反，我哋知道一个传扬正确福音嘅生命，可以带俾其他人其他人美好嘅人生。
So Paul says, watch yourself and your teaching, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers.
所以保罗他说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能够自己又能够听你的人。
On March 13th, 1964, a woman named Kitty Genovese was sadly stabbed to death outside her apartment building in Queens, New York.
在1964年3月13日的时候，有一位女士，她的名字叫做基蒂·吉诺维斯，她在她住的公寓大楼外边，在皇后区的，被人插死。
Publicity around the murder was famously amplified when the New York Times published an article reporting that 38 people had witnessed the murder take place and none of them called the police.
当时纽约时报他刊登了一篇报道，令到这一次的死亡事件是轰动一时的。报道当中指出，当时有38个人目击案发经过，但是当中没有一个人去找警察。
Subsequent outrage eventually led to the creation of the 911 system.
这一件事呢，事后是促成了911报案系统的成立。
Now, recent research has called the accuracy of the initial report into question.
最近有一些研究报告就显示呢，就质疑当时纽约时报的报道，它的准确性是有些问题的。
Nevertheless, the idea of what has now become known as the bystander effect remains a powerful concept.
即使是这样也好，不管是不是真的，我们这个当中这里讲到的一个叫做旁观者效应，仍然是一个非常震撼的概念。
The bystander effect is the idea, it's counterintuitive, but it's the idea that when a large number of people see something bad happening, the likelihood of somebody doing something about it actually goes down.
旁观者效应呢，他就说当有越多的人去目睹一件坏事发生的时候，愿意走出来伸出援手的人，人数的机，那个人的机会是越来越低的。
This happens because people in the crowd assume that someone else is going to do it.
会有这个现象的原因就很简单，个在人群当中的时候，他们都会想，哎，有其他人会走出来的。
Now, I find this very, very interesting, but in the letter, Paul does not tell Timothy, all right, Timothy,You know, I'm entrusting stuff to you. You go find your own Timothy and entrust the gospel to him.
Okay. 有一点我觉得很有趣的，在这封信里面，保罗其实他没有很明显地说出来的，他没有跟提摩太说，今天我找到你，我将福音交付给你了，你呢就要出去找一个你的提摩太，然后你就要将这个福音托付给他。
Rather, Paul says, Timothy, entrust the gospel to the church. He says in chapter 3, he says, the church of the living God is a pillar and buttress of the truth.
相反，保罗他在第三章的时候，他跟提摩太他是说，要将这个福音是交托给教会。他在第三章的时候，他说，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
In other words, the responsibility to guard the gospel is a corporate responsibility.
亦即是说，我们要持守这个福音的责任是我们整个团体需要负起的。
It's a responsibility entrusted to all of us.
这个是我们每一个人都有的责任来的。
And so, therefore, when it comes to the gospel, as believers, you and I, we must beware of the bystander effect.
所以当我们讲到去福音的时候，我们作为基督徒，我们要小心这个旁观者效应。
We don't want to assume that someone else is going to do it.
我们不想假设会有人帮我们做。
We cannot outsource the responsibility to somebody else, like the pastor, or the theologian, or the most educated, or the most prominent, or the most eloquent among us.
就是我们就不能够将这个责任就说掟晒给牧师得的了，或者交给那些神学家啦，或者给那些有高等教育的，或者我们当初口才最好那个就得了。
No, but if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you're a part of the church, and so this is your responsibility too.
但不是这样的，如果你一个基督徒，那你就是教会的一部分，那这个的责任也都会临到你的身上。
This means that we must know our Bibles.And study God's word. And it means that we must also Be diligent to put God's word into practice.
咁即係話咧，我哋一定要認識聖經嘅，我哋要去研讀聖經，而且我哋要喺我哋嘅日常生活當中將佢行出嚟。
It means that we must know what we believe and watch how we behave.
咁亦即係話，我哋一定要知道我哋信嘅到底係乜嘢嘢，而且我哋亦都要留意下我哋到底係點樣行事為人。
Because the truth of the matter is, we all sit here as recipients of grace because a long chain of believers going all the way back to Timothy, back to Paul, were faithful.
我哋之所以今日可以坐喺呢一度，完全都係因為恩典。而我哋呢一個恩典，其實可以完全追溯到當初保羅同提摩太佢哋對神嘅信忠心，引發出嚟嘅一個好長、好漫長嘅連鎖效應。
And should the Lord tarry in His return, by the grace of God, may that chain not end with us.
哪怕神佢翻嚟遲咗少少。但是藉着神的恩典，我们希望我们这个的连锁效应不会在我们这里就断了缆。
So let us watch our doctrine.
所以我们要留意着我们的教导。
Let us watch our devotion.
我们要监察我们的忠心。
Let us trust the promise that as we do this, we will secure salvation both for ourselves and our hearers.
而且也都让我们相信，当我们是这样去做的时候，我们可以确保我们自己的救恩，也都还有那些听我们说话人的救恩。
And let us do this not on our own strength, but through the strength that the Lord supplies.
让我们是藉着主耶稣基督的供应去如此行，而不是靠着我们自己的能力。
1 Thessalonians 5, Now may the great God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it.
就藉经文当中，佢讲到：现在咧，就让和平之神系完全成圣，愿你嘅身心灵系藉住耶稣基督系成为无可指责。呼召你嘅嗰一位系信实嘅，佢会成全佢嘅话语。
Let's pray.
我哋祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, fully God, fully human, to rescue us from our sins, to reconcile us with you, and to bring us home to be with you forever. Thank you for the faithful men and women who have gone before us, who passed the gospel on to us, our parents, our pastors, our mentors, our friends. And we thank you, Father, for those that you have brought into our lives, to whom we are now entrusting the gospel. I pray then, Father, that you would help us to watch our own teaching. Help us to maintain sound doctrine, to uphold what is right and true. Help us also, Father, to live in a godly manner that is in accordance with that gospel. Forgive us for our sins. Oh, we are so prone to wander. We feel it. Help us to steadily make progress in godliness day by day. And Father, we trust that through us, you would save many. We pray that you would save our kids, our family members, those whom we teach, who we pour out into, so that your kingdom, not ours, would be expanded, so that Jesus Christ would receive all the glory. We confess that we cannot do any of this by ourselves, but we depend completely on you. Thank you, Father. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in this congregation. Thank you for the example of faithfulness that they have set for me and for so many others. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would give them great joy and gladness as they follow you. We thank you, Father, for all these things, and we pray them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.